This is Ozarks at Large. This is actually a Newton County at Large edition of our program. I am sitting inside the Ozark Cafe. Is this Main Street that I'm sitting on?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
Main Street in Jasper. And helping me with my geography is Alice Williams. Alice, you are on the Newton County Fair Board.
Mm-hmm. I am the Secretary of Newton County Fair Board.
And you did not have a long commute from your office to come visit us?
No, I walked down a couple blocks.
You work at the Newton County Times?
I do work at the Newton County Times.
What do you do there?
I am the office manager.
So let's see, Fair Board Secretary, the office manager of the Newton County Times, and anything else, I think?
Well, lots of things, but I'm the secretary for our local church as well.
Well, the Newton County Fair is just around the corner, and I think if you grew up in a relatively rural county in North Arkansas, Baxter, Marion, Boone, Newton, Madison, it's a fun time of the year, no matter your age.
That is correct. We look forward to it all year. As a matter of fact, we work for it all year as a volunteer.
So I've never been to the Newton County Fair. If I were to walk in, what am I going to see?
You're going to see, first off, we start off with our livestock show, which is a very important part of the fair. We have many, many entries, and the kids work all year long getting their animals ready to show. And then, of course, there's the exhibit buildings. We have two main exhibit buildings, and we're expecting it to be full this year.
Now, this is the era of Game Boys and iPods and Apple TV and all sorts of gadgets. Some people might think the county fair is a relic or something that isn't of our time anymore. What would you say to that?
I'd say they might be wrong. I feel they are, because we have lots of participants. Our county is approximately one of the smallest ones in Arkansas, but there is probably a member of each family in the county that will have a show of some sort in the fair.
So if you're coming from Deer, and you're a resident of Deer.
Yes, I am.
If you're coming from Deer to Jasper and you're bringing livestock to the fair, it's not a fast drive?
No, it's a 20, 25-minute drive, just normal. So with a trailer in stock, you're going to look at a 45-minute drive.
And it's not straight?
No, we're very, very crooked, very hilly. You know, Seven's very notorious for its curves and hills.
So the livestock, where young people are showing off what they've raised, what else is going to happen at the fair?
Well, we have J&J Magic Midway that comes in with the carnival every year, and they always come up on Wednesday and set up. And we have other vendors and booths, and we have a commercial building that's full of different wares of people who've worked all year to show off as well.
Does everyone in Newton County at least make an appearance at some point? You got to go to the fair, right?
You got to go to the fair. If it's the rodeo, the bull buck off, the Little Britches rodeo, there's always an interest. Somebody's going to be there from every part of the county.
And now you mentioned the rodeo. That's part of the fair?
Oh, yes. Contrary to other fairs, we as a fair board own our rodeo arena, and we contract with Matt Palmer with Rock and Pea Rodeo, and we also have the guy out of Kingston who does our Little Britches Rodeo, where the kids from I believe 5 to 19 have put on their own rodeos, which is attended very well, and we have a huge truck pull and ATV rodeo. So many, many things going on at the fair.
Music? Is there any music at the fair?
No. At this time, we don't have live music. That is something that we're working on for future dates.
And the dates for this year's fair?
It is August 21st through the 28th. That's from Sunday to Sunday, check in to check out.
And that's, when I was a kid, the Baxter County Fair was kind of a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so it was only 3 days. I love the fact that you have more days.
Well, being a volunteer group, it's hard to take off and put it in just 1, 2, 3 days. So we spread it out through 5 days, 7 days to get everything in.
So you mentioned that this is something to work on year-round. What do you have to do to get ready for August and the fair?
Well, you have to keep your grounds maintained. You have to stay on top of your sponsors, make sure you have enough people to sponsor your volunteers, because as I said earlier, it's an all-volunteer show, and you've got to have somebody to help you check in, make sure the process for the exhibits are displayed, and our county extension agent helps with that a great deal.
Did you grow up in Newton County?
Yes, I'm a lifelong resident of Newton County.
Graduate of Deer High School?
No, actually I'm a graduate of Mountain Judy High School.
But they let you move to Deer?
Yeah, my husband's from Deer.
So you've been going to the Newton County Fair since you could remember?
Yes, I have. It's wonderful.
Any particular memories you have of your childhood or your teenage years at the fair?
Well, always getting to hang out with your best buds, you know, circling the grounds and riding the rides. So the Ferris wheel is, and we no longer have that, and I hopefully someday we'll get it back. But that's a memory that I have, is riding on the Ferris wheel.
I think I remember most the games where you try to knock things over or with a water pistol try to knock something. Will we have games where you can win stuffed animals?
Oh, yes, always. And, of course, those guys that are, you know, yelling at you to come over and check it out, they'll be there as well.
And so if you're a lifelong resident of Newton County, and boy, you've got it covered, graduated Mount Judy, you live in Deer, you work in Jasper, what is it that keeps you here?
Family. As I said, I'm a long life resident, but my grandfather, whom I knew personally, was born in 1880 here in Newton County. So genealogy, it just goes way back, and I love it. It's home, and you get these tourists that come in all the time and saying, wow, I'd love to live here. But then they find there's just not that much money to be made here. So you have to compromise in places. I wouldn't trade it for any other place.
And so I guess if you've lived here all your life, the Ozark Cafe has been here under different owners and at times, but it's always been here.
100 years they celebrated just last year, I believe. Yeah. And it used to be two separate cafes here, and they've combined it. But back in my younger years, it was, you know, we have the Democratic Cafe or the Republican Cafe.
Really?
That's true. If you were a Republican, you sat and drank coffee here. If you were a Democrat, you sat there, and neither the two shall meet.
Now, because Jasper has never been and Newton County has never been a very populated area, so you would look over there, you knew who was in the party that wasn't yours.
That's true. You would. Neighbor, it's sometimes even family.
Yeah, I bet, brother, sister, parent, sibling.
That's true.
Anything else we should know about the fair? There's a website.
There is a website. It's thenewtoncountyfair.com. And all of our events are posted on there. Everything is kept up to date and current.
You need not be from Newton County to attend.
No, nor participate in the rodeo events.
Oh, really?
That is correct. Even the truck pulls say, come on down. They'll let you. We have a hometown class, and it's pretty awesome. Jaegers out of Harrison sponsors that class for us.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for having me.